So to begin a period of formal meditation practice, it would be helpful to find a posture that feels comfortable to you and establish yourself in your body in full awareness. You could do this lying on your back, on the rug, or for that matter on the bed, or on a couch or a mat. But there's an occupational hazard of meditating lying down, although we do a great deal of it with our patients in the stress reduction clinic, and that is that it's easier to fall asleep. So if you remember that the object is to fall awake, lying down can be a wonderful meditation practice. You can also sit in a chair, and I recommend a straight back chair with the feet flat on the floor, and for that matter, if you can, sitting away from the back of the chair so that you're embodying autonomy, so to speak, and you're sitting in an erect and dignified posture, not relying on the back of the chair to hold you up. Or you can establish a comfortable sitting posture on the floor on a cushion that elevates your rear end above the floor, and perhaps your knees will come down to the floor and perhaps they won't. But as best you can, establishing some kind of comfortable base with the lower body and then allowing the torso to elevate itself out of the pelvis, again with a sense of dignity and sitting mountain-like, if you will, with the head and neck balanced on the shoulders and spine. And then in any posture that you're in, doing something comfortable with your hands. There are a lot of different things that you might do. One of which is to let them be on your knees, palms down, or palms up if you're sitting. And if you're lying, then again, the palms can be up or down alongside the body, with the arms stretched out alongside the body as well. While it's possible to meditate with your eyes open, I actually recommend that when you're trying this in the early stages, that there is tremendous value for allowing your eyes to close. Ultimately, we learn to be mindful with our eyes opened and our eyes closed, and different traditions do it differently. But if it feels comfortable for you, allowing your eyes to close and just settling in to being here in this way. In terms of the breath, I think it's important to breathe through the nose as best you can. Obviously, if you have a bad cold, all bets are off, but for the most part, to see if you can't intentionally feel the breath moving in and out of the nose and keeping the lips gently sealed so that that is the direction of flow. And in the spirit of there being no beginning or ending to the meditation practice, just coming at whatever point you care to experience the flowing of your own breath. Almost as if you were coming upon the breath as you might approach a very small and shy animal sitting on a tree stump, perhaps in the middle of a clearing in the forest. You're just experiencing the feeling of the breath flowing into the body, and the feeling of the breath leaving the body, moment by moment, and breath by breath. And you can follow the breath in any number of places. I recommend that you either try to attend to the sensation at the nostrils so that you can actually feel the breath moving in and out past your nostrils, where it tends to be quite vivid, or down in the belly where you can feel the belly expanding gently on the in-breaths and receding a little on the out-breaths. As the belly moves with the movements of the diaphragm and of the lungs. And to just dwell here, riding on the waves of your own breathing, moment by moment, giving yourself over to experiencing the full sensation of the in-breath, the quality of the pause when it reaches its apex, the experiencing of the full sensation associated with the breath coming out of the body, and the quality of the pause and reversal as it bottoms out, as the air leaves in the body before the next in-breath commences. And so in a spirit of wakeful observation, simply attending to the flowing of your own breathing, right here, right now, moment by moment, without trying to push it or pull it or lengthen it or shorten it, and as best you can without any thoughts or opinions about it, just the bare experiencing of the feeling of the breath moving in and out of the body. Riding on the waves of the breath as if you were in a little rubber raft and you were just feeling the body being lifted by the tidal sense of the water rising on the waves and then slowly dropping the little rubber boat or raft, so that you're riding, or for that matter surfing, on the waves of your own breath moment by moment. And whether you're a newcomer to meditation or you've been doing it for some time, sooner or later you're going to find that the mind has a life of its own, and just because you've decided that you're going to focus it on the belly, the movements of the belly, or the sensations at the nostrils, doesn't mean that the mind will just stay there. And after a while it may decide that it wants to go off someplace else, and it will. Maybe to the future, starting to plan or to worry, or maybe to the past. Or maybe just judging your experience. Am I doing it right? Is this what I'm supposed to be feeling? Please noticing at those moments that you've been carried away into the content of your thinking. And as Dr. Weil pointed out, the stream of thought is virtually incessant. It goes on constantly. And we're not trying to shut it down. But when we do notice that our attention has been carried away by a thought of any kind, taking a few moments when you notice it and just see what's on your mind. Right here in whatever moment you're no longer with the breath. And then reconnecting the awareness of what's on your mind with this breath that's happening in this moment. And in the process, allowing the mind, or gently escorting the mind back to the belly or back to the nostrils, and just allowing whatever was on your mind to dissolve without pushing it away or rejecting it, and without judging or scolding yourself for the mind having wandered. Because the mind will just wander. It's in its own nature to do that. So every time the mind wanders, we just note what's on the mind, and then we gently bring it back to the breath. And in this noting what is on our minds, we're actually expanding the field of awareness. We're bringing mindfulness to other dimensions of the mind and the body besides the breath. But we're featuring the breath center stage in the field of awareness, and everything else, so to speak, is in the wings as we come back to the breath. And if the mind wanders 20 times in 20 or 30 seconds, each time we just note what's on it. Let it be, let go, reestablishing the connection with the breath in this very moment. Experimenting with allowing ourselves to be comfortable with just sitting here in silence, without anything having to happen other than the flowing of the breath. Giving yourself over to the bloom of this moment, the fullness of this moment, behind or underneath your thoughts or any other dimensions of experience. Just this moment. Just this breath coming in. Just this breath going out. And practicing as if your life depended on it in this moment, which, of course, it does. Intimately. And this is a very powerful practice that you might keep up for long stretches of time all by itself, just riding the waves of the breath, bringing mindfulness to the breath itself. There are many other ways that one can cultivate mindfulness, using the breath as, if you will, the foundation or the anchor. So in the ensuing moments of this practice, I will offer you some other ways of working with awareness, of cultivating mindfulness, that all build on this foundation.